Hello and happy Friday. Thank you so much for tuning into a Friday Prayer Wave episode. This is episode podcast 245. My name is Stephanie and I am the host of the Remix Movement. We are happy to be here. Today is day 19 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. It's going pretty well. I am not going to lie. I did have ice cream yesterday, and I know I wasn't supposed to. And it's really funny because, like, I didn't notice that I did that. And then when I did, I was like, oh, that was such a bad decision. But you know what? It's okay. I recognize that I did, and I didn't have ice cream all day today. And I only have 3 more days left, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because my fast will end on Sunday. But it's going really well, and God is good. He's showing me new things. He's showing me comfort and change, stability. I can definitely see just transformation in certain areas that I've been praying for. And it is something that, honestly, I'm grateful to have had the opportunity with my church to be able to do 21 days of prayer and fasting. Has it been hard? Yes, but it's been so worth it. And I encourage you, if you didn't get a chance to do this 21 days of prayer and fasting, that's okay. You can start at any time. It's a decision and a choice where you get to eliminate or get rid of certain things that you really desire and really love to be able to make room for time with God. It's just switching something with God's presence and prayer. And it's really, really good to do so that you can really get in with the Holy Spirit and you can really just see differences. I can't tell you how much I'm seeing God. I'm seeing God in the things that I'm praying for and the things that I'm not praying for. Like, when he gives, like, he gives abundantly. And honestly, I am excited. Have I received the miracle that I've been praying for? Not yet. But I'm learning that as I'm waiting patiently, I still have to be praying and I still have to be expecting and full of hope. So definitely, if you've never done 21 days of prayer and fasting, I highly suggest that you do. All right. So, so we believe what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, that where two or three are gathered together as my followers, I am there among them. So me plus you, that's two. That's all we need. God is going to be in this moment. He's going to listen to our prayers. He's going to answer what we've been asking. And he's going to transform your heart, your perspective, your mind. And he's going to do a good work. He is here. And if we welcome him and we give him the space, then I do believe that he's going to do it. He's going to be here and he's going to take over, you know, your life. That's what it is, right? If you have a relationship with God, you want him to take over your life. You want him to be present in every aspect. Now, I do want to say this. This is Friday Prayer Wave 50.0. I know in the last podcast I said 49, but no, 50, guys, 50. This is the 50th one, and I'm so happy, and God is good. I mean, he gave this opportunity to me. He gave this ability, this idea, and that's what we're doing. We're going to continue on with our Friday prayer waves because I really do believe my computer. I really do believe that prayers move mountains, that God wants to hear what we have to say. And the Bible says, call on me and I will answer. He's not going to, you know, deny communication with his children. So without further ado, let's go ahead. Let's get into it. And normally I have music, but my computer is taking forever. But that's okay. That's all right. If you are in a space and you have a chance to put some instrumental soft music or worship music, definitely go ahead and do that. God, we thank you so much for this day. Today is the 27th of January. We thank you so much for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the place that you have us in right now, the space that we are going to be praying in, the atmosphere where we are giving you the ability just to take over our heart, our mind, our soul, our emotions, and everything, God. God, we thank you so much for this time of prayer and fasting. We thank you, Lord, because you are moving things in a way that is helping us out in our relationships. And it's helping us out in our spiritual life. God, we thank you so much because You are awesome, God. You have protected us throughout the week, and you have given us hope throughout the week, God. We thank you so much, because for some people, they celebrated a birthday this week. And God, we just bless those people that celebrated a birthday this week, or maybe they have a birthday coming up over the weekend. But God, we thank you so much, because you give us new energy. You give us new strength. God, we thank you so much for our families, Lord, for our parents, Lord, for our siblings, our grandparents. We thank you for the ability to share time with them, the ability to gain wisdom from them, to be able to just spend time with them and to grow our relationship with our parents and with our family, God. God, we thank you so much for particular friends that we have in our lives, God. We know that there are certain friends that when we call them, they're willing to give us a word of encouragement. They're willing to help us push forward through trials. They're able to assist us when we need help and give us a hand. God, we thank you so much for those friends that you have put in our lives for a reason, that literally we can call them at any time on any day and they will be there, God. God, we thank you so much, because you have blessed us with the ability to have a sisterhood or a brotherhood with others that are like-minded with us, that they can pray with us and that they can help us to understand our purpose and our calling in our lives. God, we thank you so much for the new friends that we're about to make, God. Some people are going into new services, prayer services, young adult services, Bible study services. But God, you are placing early on this year new people in our lives, men and women that are like-minded and that want to be able to encourage us and help us and motivate us, God. God, we thank you so much, because we are going to stay open to the idea of getting new friends and new relationships established so that we could be able to move forward in the kingdom, Lord. God, we thank you so much for our health. Regardless if we are struggling with something, a diagnosis, a cancer, a sickness, an illness, any type of like emotional disease, whatever mental instability, whatever it is that we're going through, God, we thank you, because you are our healer and you have the power and the blood of Jesus to be able to take away those iniquities and those sicknesses. God, we thank you so much, because even though we might not feel it, I know that you are working in our lives. You are helping us breathe. You are giving us new lungs, new kidneys, new hearts, new legs. You're allowing the pain that we once had on our shoulders or our knees or our headaches to go away, Lord. And God, we declare right now that we may be able to testify of how we used to be sick and now we are better. And even if we are still going through a treatment or going through a process and it might be difficult at times, God, we pray that the joy of the Lord will be our strength, God, that we don't have to worry about the bad reports and the bad news that people may give us, that doctors may give us, because even though we're going to work on that particular area, we believe that you are a bigger God, that you are better than any prognosis that any doctor can give us, Lord, that in any time of the day, you can choose to heal us, God. And while we're waiting for that healing, while we're waiting for our miracles, while we're waiting for better news, God, we are going to stay waiting patiently. And we are going to stay waiting, hopefully, Lord. We want to have hope in our lives. We want to wake up and say, yes, God, it's hard for me to get up because of this, this, and this. But I believe that my faith is bigger. I believe that I have faith to know that today is going to be a good day. I believe that God can do the impossible. God, we thank you, because you're going to give us that extra energy that we need, that extra faith that we need to just trust the process, Lord, to trust whatever time we are in, whatever season we are in, God, and just trust you and know that you are in control, that you are never going to leave us wandering, lost. You're never going to leave us worried. Instead, we're going to pray and we're going to be re-strengthened by your word, God. God, give us a love for the scripture. Give us a love to be able to read the Bible, apply it to our lives, and be able to share it with others. Give us the ability to understand what we are reading and be able to share with other people that may be needing that word, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because you give us the mind of Christ, Lord, that we can be able to do our studying and we can be able to ask our pastors, our friends, and our leaders for any type of help. If we don't understand the scripture, we can pray, God, and ask that you give us a revelation through your Holy Spirit. And God, we thank you so much, because as we're reading the word of God, we are going to be able to just be closer to you, God. We're going to be closer to you. We're going to be able to walk in the ways of the Lord. We're going to be able to turn away from the things that once gave us temporary gratification and know that God is always going to be our source, Lord, that he is always going to be the person that is going to give us eternal life, eternal joy, and he's going to love us unconditionally, God. God, we thank you so much for this weekend. God, I pray, Lord, that this weekend, whatever it is that we're going to be doing, Lord, that you continue to shower us with your grace and your mercy, Lord, and that you put favor in our careers, at our jobs. God, I pray, Lord, for one of my friends that's looking for a job. This week was very hard for her, and she had a lot of interviews that didn't come out the way she wanted. But it's okay, God, because at the right time, the person that you have set up to give her a job is going to be there and is going to open that door for her, and she's going to step in knowing that it was you who did it, God. God, we thank you so much, and we declare for people that may be listening right now that are also looking for jobs, let this weekend and let this week coming up be a week that is different from all the other weeks, because we're going to be getting phone calls with good news, phone calls with new jobs, phone calls with new promotion, phone calls with assistance for financial stability, Lord. Bills are going to be paid in ways that we've never thought that they would, and people are going to be able to see your glory, God. God, we thank you so much, and we pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say amen. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. This is episode 245. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you again next week. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Remix Movement Podcast. If you found this episode encouraging and uplifting, the best thing you can do today is share with others. Stay connected with me on social media to get more new podcast episode alerts, verses of the day, and much more. Follow me on Instagram at StephanieA321. And don't forget to subscribe to the Remix Movement YouTube channel, where you can have access to all of our previous podcast videos. Thank you, and God bless.